You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Camille de la Cruz from School of Rock and John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch to the show today. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Today marks our 100th episode. I truly can't believe we've been celebrating performers on stage and screen for over a year and a half now on the Broadway Podcast Network. I am so thankful for the connections and opportunities we've made while supporting the Actors Fund and other not-for-profits during this challenging time. So thank you all so, so much for tuning in. I have a lot of exciting news on this episode. I am so thrilled to share that I will be back on the stage in New York City in the Urban Stage's Winter Rhythm Series. I will be playing Ludlow Lad in the concert presentation of Ludlow Lad. It's a comic Christmas tale by the brilliant team of Michael Colby, who wrote the libretto, and Gerald J. Marco, who wrote the music. The cast is so incredible, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. You can catch our performances on December 8th at 7 p.m. and December 11th at 2 p.m. You can also purchase your tickets online at urbanstages.org. Now, a very, very limited number of special discount tickets are available for our listeners and viewers of the Early Night Show with the coupon code EAG20. I hope to see you there! Now, as excited as I am to be back performing on a New York stage this weekend, I was devastated by the passing of legend Stephen Sondheim. Now, I know that much of the theater community and world was floored by this loss. He was such a huge inspiration to so many, including me. In fact, in front of where I write and compose, like where my computer is, I have his three rules of songwriting hanging on the wall. I never had the opportunity to meet him when I was in Forbidden Broadway because he was injured, but I loved hearing the stories of his visits to previous iterations of the show. He was truly a gift to musical theater, and as a composer, I will always be inspired by his work.
Somebody holds me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confuse. Mock me with grace. Frightened as you to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
In honor of the late, great Stephen Sondheim, that was one of my favorite songs of his, Being Alive, because even though he may not be here in physical form, his music and words are very much alive and with us every day. I really hope that when I'm older, I'll have the privilege to be in one of Stephen Sondheim's shows on Broadway. I also hope to work with my next guest one day in the future. She is so incredibly accomplished at a very young age. From the Broadway National Tour of School of Rock, to Karma's World and John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch, and so much more, Camille de la Cruz has been making her own mark. I am so happy to welcome Camille to the Early Night Show. Hi, Camille.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Hey, now you are so, so accomplished at such a young age. How did you get started in this like theater industry?
Oh yeah, thank you so much. And you're so accomplished too. Congrats on the success of this show.
Thank you.
So I've always loved performing, and like I was at theater camp. I also did like the drama club at my school. But I got started when I was about like 10 years old. And believe it or not, I just got started with an open call at the School of Rock National Tour. And it was just like an open call. I just wanted to see what would happen. And I auditioned, and I did my best, and I had a lot of fun. And I guess they liked me, so I got the part.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, what was your like favorite part of being on tour, like in general with School of Rock?
Yeah, I guess it's just like the people and like the cast. You really became a family, and it was just fun coming to the theater every day. I also loved like the energy of the crowd when you're on stage, and it's just so much fun.
Okay. I remember being on tour and going to all the different cities and sightseeing. It was just so, so much fun. Did you have like a favorite city to visit?
Well, I really loved all the cities, but I would say that my favorite one was Florida. When we were in Florida, we spent like about a month there. We went to like Miami and West Palm. We also went to Naples and Jacksonville, and I just loved it there because of the weather. It's really nice, and we got to like go to the pool and go to the beach.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, after you finished the tour, you went from theater to TV and starred in John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the shooting process like for that project?
Well, the shooting process was really fun. Again, everyone there was really nice. And like John Mulaney, he's not only hilarious, but he's also a really nice person. We were preparing for shooting for like a few weeks. Like we would work on the songs and record the songs and also like the dance choreo. And then we spent about a week shooting, and it was just really fun coming to set every day. And I remember John would also bring us like food trucks every day. Like he brought like a lobster truck, which was delicious. He also brought like ice cream truck and a taco truck.
That's insane.
It was really good.
What was your favorite part of being on the show?
My favorite part of being on the show was meeting a lot of new and fun people like John Mulaney. I also got to work with like Richard Kind, and we had like a whole segment together, which was just all improv, and he's really talented. I also got to work with Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's a really good actor. And I also got to work with Andre DeShields. He was on Hadestown on Broadway, and he's a really cool and great dancer. And despite being like a little bit on the older side, he can like still do the splits, which is really impressive.
That's really cool. Now, when the full Sack Lunch Bunch released, I actually watched it during quarantine, and I absolutely loved it. You were so amazing.
Thank you.
Now, although COVID has paused many projects, it's been really, really amazing how you've stayed so busy. Congratulations on the new show, Karma's World.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
Now, who do you play on the show?
Karma's World. It's by Chris Bridges, aka Ludacris. And I play Carrie Bautista, the diva and also the mean girl in the show.
That's so cool. What was the recording process like for it?
Well, again, the recording process was really fun. I actually booked this project before quarantine. So I recorded half of it in a recording studio in New York. And then like halfway through the project, COVID hit. And so they still wanted to continue with the project. So I recorded like half of it at home. So my dad, he set up this like recording, mini recording studio, and I would go on Zoom with the voice director and we would just record Karma's World there.
Oh, that's so cool. Now with like the recording studio, what was your favorite part of working from home?
Working at home was really fun because I felt really relaxed because I was like in the comfort of my own home, and it was a different experience, but it was still really fun.
Now, when and where can our viewers and listeners watch it?
Well, you can watch it right now on Netflix.
Yay! Now, on top of Karma's World, you just wrapped a film, right?
Yeah, I did.
Cool. Are you able to tell us like a little more about it?
Yeah, totally. So it's called Rally Caps, and it's based on a novel called Rally Caps by Jody Cutler and Stephen Cutler. And it's inspired by true events. It's a baseball movie, but I feel like it's really a lot more than that. I mean, it talks about like friendship and really like finding yourself. It's about this boy, and he's deaf, so he's obviously finding things really challenging, but it's a really inspiring story. And yeah, being on set was really fun. I got to meet Lee Coppola, which was our director. He's a great director. I also got to meet a baseball star, Curtis Pride. He was on the Mets, and he also played for the Yankees. And he's also a deaf player, and he was like the only deaf player since 1945, which was really cool. And yeah, it's really inspiring, and I hope that a lot of people enjoy it.
Yay. When and where can we watch it?
Well, I'm not sure when yet. We don't have like a set date, but they said that it should be coming out in the beginning of next year. And I actually heard that a teaser came out already, and I can't wait to watch that. But I promise as soon as I know, you'll be the first to know when it's coming out.
Yay! I really can't wait to watch it. And now on top of all of your work, I know that you also find time to support the Rocket Academy, right?
Yeah.
So what is the Rocket Academy?
The Rocket Academy is a nonprofit organization where a bunch of musicians like you and me can work together and learn all about live music and performing. And it's a really special program founded by Bruce Galipani. And it's a program that's really dear to my heart because that's actually where like I realized that I wanted to pursue acting as a career and like performing. I remember my first concert working with them, I was like 8 or 9, and I was super nervous. But as soon as I got on stage, like all my fears went away and I was just in the moment.
Now, how can our listeners and viewers support your efforts and the Rocket Live Foundation?
Well, you can just go to the website, which is rocketacademy.org.
Yay, I'll make sure to check it out. Now, for today's early night show, how about singing a song with me?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Cool. Now, what song would you like to sing, and why did you select that song?
Well, I'm going to be singing Easy On Me by Adele. And I wanted to sing the song because it's one of Adele's newest songs. And when I listened to it, I feel like it was very inspiring. I feel like a lot of people could relate to it. So can you actually just give me a second to set up?
Oh, sure.
Cool.
Here we go.
There ain't no gold.
probably doesn't even show. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. I didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I was supposed to do. So go easy.
That was incredible, Camille. I'm so glad we were able to collaborate virtually, and I hope that one of these days we can collaborate in person too. For some more information on Camille, visit her Instagram at CamilleDLCSings. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to help support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where our podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. For some more Broadway fun, original music, and parodies, check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and you can download my original music on all music streaming platforms. Thanks again to my guest, Camille de la Cruz, and I hope to see you all at Ludlow Lad this December, so make sure to get your tickets now. And let's keep entertaining and making music to help the world. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and please, please get vaccinated so that way we can stay at work.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.